Commentator Guillermo Gomez Pena has been through several airports since September 11th, and he knows what it means to be the focus of heightened security.
I am a brown-skinned Latino performance artist, and I've been told many times in recent weeks that I happen to look Arab. Since September 11, my never-ending tour to the outskirts of Western civilization has been bumpy, to say the least. When the tragic attacks occurred, I was in northern Spain, paradoxically performing a piece on the violent side effects of globalization. After a nerve-wracking week, my wife and I finally made our journey back home. And that's when an unprecedented adventure began for me. It started at JFK Airport in New York. After going through the final security checkpoint, my exhausted wife hugged me with relief. "Ay, we made it back, amor mio," she whispered into my ear, sliding her hands into the pockets of my pants. We were immediately surrounded by five screaming policemen. "What did you put inside his pocket?" We raised our hands like surrendering Hollywood bandidos. One cop made me empty the contents of my pockets with a ferocious certainty I would produce a weapon. I complied in extreme slow motion. The sole pitiful item, a snotty handkerchief, made them feel embarrassed. But to save face, they sent me to secondary inspection. There, I experienced the longest ethnographic inspection of my identity ever, a bizarre initiation ritual to the other war on terror, the one Americans are fighting inside their psyche. During my next trip, at the Raleigh-Durham airport, I was singled out, along with a young Pakistani couple. The airline agent tried to persuade the three brown passengers that we simply had no reservations. After showing him my tickets and explaining that Mexico was not in the Middle East, I was finally allowed on the plane. But the other passengers looked visibly scared of me. Clearly, my new dilemma was how to avoid ethnic profiling on the road. Performance provided me with an expedient semiotic solution. I would simply intensify some of the friendly stereotypes Americans already have about Latinos. I developed three traveling looks: the gallant mariachi with my sombrero in hand, the Tex-Mex rocker, and the Southwest native dandy. It didn't help much. Five times during the next eight trips, I was coincidentally chosen for random security checks. And as my tour progressed, the contents of my trunks, mainly ethno-techno props and robo-Mexican costumes, were confiscated by airport security and customs agents. A couple of times, the agents scrutinized my scripts, books, and slides, which made me realize they were actually looking for content. I congratulated them on their forensic sophistication. I keep trying to understand what politicians mean when they tell us to go back to our normal lives. I guess performance artists have to redefine what normalcy means for us. Perhaps I should get a 9-to-5 job, shave my mustache, and start to wear three-piece suits. Or maybe, to be congruent to my art, I should travel with a sign hanging from my neck stating, "Nomadic Chicano artist, intense looking but inoffensive, has no Arab blood, no political affiliations, works mostly in galleries, museums, and universities. Please, cut him some slack. He's just trying to be normal."
Guillermo Gomez Pena is a performance artist. He lives in San Francisco.